Okay, so I want to start the, we discussed the Mishnah, the Takon of the Mishnah, we did a discussion of Svek Sveka, we've talked about some of the, you know, unique features of Nisuin, now it's time to move on in the Gemara. But you'll see that the topics further develop some of the themes that we've been pursuing, thankfully. So the Gemara says in the beginning here, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Amar Besula Nises Liyom Arvi. Why is it that a Besula is supposed to get married on a Wednesday? So the Gemara says, Lefisha Shaninu, because we learned elsewhere that Higia Hazman Velo Nisu, that if they, we'll see this in a moment more fully, but if they set a date, right, for the marriage, you know, typically, as we'll see in a moment, they used to give a year between the Erusin and the Nisuin, so everybody could get properly ready, I guess. So if they set that date, and then the wedding doesn't take place, so halach is that ochlos mishalov, ochlos betruma. The woman who is supposed to be supported by that, at that point by her husband, because she should be married, Nisuin. So if something happens and the marriage does not take place, she is entitled to mizonos, right, to support. And not only that, but she can even eat truma. In other words, if he is a kohen and she is not, so as an eishes kohen, she can eat truma. And even though normally she would have to wait, as we'll explain why in a minute, we should have to normally wait for Nisuin, but if it's Higiyah's mom below Nisu, if the calendar date is reached, and for some reason they don't go ahead with the wedding, then that also is a basis for eating not only Mizonos, but even eating Truma. Now you can understand, on the surface at least, we'll see whether it's true. That seems like a very significant statement, because to say that she's entitled to Mizonos before her time, if that's indeed what is taking place here, is interesting, intriguing, but not all that necessarily controversial or difficult, because in the end of the day, it's just dollars and cents, right? In other words, he's supposed to have married her by this point, he didn't, so the obligation of support begins. Truma, on the other hand, that seems like it's a matter of Iser V'Heter, meaning she's prohibited to eat truma. How could she eat truma just because the calendar date showed up? Now, as it happens, we'll see in a moment that it's possibly not as significant as it seems, and that's, I'll explain why already, and then we'll get to it in more detail. That's because the general view is, and maybe even the only view, that part is not as clear, that minat Torah, an arusa ocheles betruma. That's even once she's mikudeshes, even before the nisuin, she normally would be allowed to eat truma. That seems to be the general view of the Gemara in Masachet Kiddushin, and as we'll soon see, but the Gemara later on here in Afalpi and Ksuvas and other places. The only thing is that the Chachamim swooped in and they delayed Achilas Truma. They said Achilas Truma cannot take place in Erusin, it can only take place in the Suin. And they gave two possible reasons, or they debated between two possible reasons. One is, well, she's not yet living in her husband's house, she's living in her father's house. Shema Tashke, she's going to give to drink, or she's going to give to eat, you know, her brother, her father, her mother, meaning she'll, you know, this is what she's eating in her family home, then, you know, it's, you're asking for trouble, for michshol, you know, in terms of the rest of her family members who are not entitled to eat truma. So therefore, they were goes there that until she moves in with her husband, you know, into their own abode, that and she's out of her father's house, and there is no longer this kind of a danger, until that point, an arusa will not eat truma. Or, another possibility is, you know, this is all Erusin, it's a kinyan, but they haven't really begun to live together. Maybe she was hiding some sort of physical, you know, blemish, a serious one, a significant one, but she would only know at the state of Nisuin, that's called Simpon. So we're afraid that maybe this whole Kiddushin will end up being a Mekach Tos, meaning it'll all turn out that she misrepresented her physical status. Again, obviously, it would have to be something significant. So we only know at Nisuin that she didn't, you know, grossly misrepresent, you know, her physical situation. So because we're worried, you know, maybe she'll eat truma, and she turns out that she's a czar, and that's a very serious offense. So for these two reasons, or for one of these two reasons, the Chachamim said that an arusa, right, even though minat Torah, she eats truma, it's delayed until nisuah. So if that's the case, then what we thought was a major, major chiddush, something which might highlight a certain perspective on what's the significance of higiyas mamlo nisu, turns out that it's not as damaging, you know, or it's not as significant as we thought. So we'll revisit that in a couple of minutes, but that's kind of the background to this idea. But either way, the Gemara says that psula gets married on a Wednesday in order to for you to know the halacha that higiyas man v'lo nisu ochos mishalov ochos betruma. So yochal higiyas man be'echod b'shabbos yehimala mezonos. Maybe even if it turns out on a let's say the calendar day is reached on a Sunday, not on a Wednesday, they say, oh, in 365 days or 356 days, whatever it is, we're going to get married, right? And they didn't do the calculations that it would come out on a Wednesday. Instead, it came out on a Sunday. So you might think, well, that's the rule. Higi Azman, if the wedding date is reached, that he's obligated to support her and she can even eat truma. Therefore, we're being told, Lekach Shaninu, Besula Nises Liyom Harvi. Therefore, we're being told, no, it's got to be a Wednesday. If it comes out, if the actual marked day on the calendar is not a Wednesday, there's no Chiyuv Mezonos until the Wednesday. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Morei Davram. Okay, it's good we're reading these parshios right now. They're, you know, God of Abraham. You know, it's like with an exclamation point. Why Morei Davram here? Good question. Anyways, the Gemara says, Toli Tanya, but Lo Tanya. You know, it sounds like there's a Mishnah that gives a very good explanation as to why we have Yom HaRevi. This is what we talked about the last 2 weeks, because we're talking about Sfek Sveika. The reason being that if there's some sort of, you know, problem, and he suspects that she was unfaithful to him, right? So Yom HaRevi is important so that they can clarify matters in Beis Din, so that the, you know, accusations don't fester, that he can, you know, get to the bottom of it, that Beis Din can investigate, all the things that we spoke of for the last 2 weeks. So why, the Gemara is asking a question, why do you need Yom HaRevi? And they're giving some sort of an obscure answer. You need to know Yom HaRevi in case it's Higiyas Mamlo Nisu. Higiyas Mamlo Nisu was never said, that Braisa, that Mishnah rather, doesn't say anything about Yom HaRevi. And there is a perfectly good Mishnah about Yom HaRevi, which gives a perfectly good answer without it. So that's what he means. He said, Morei Davram, God of Abraham, Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya. We have something explicit. Instead of accepting the explicit source, we're looking for some esoteric, obscure linkage, which seems, you know, questionable and superfluous at the same time. Okay. So the Gemara says, hey, Tanya, hey, lo Tanya, ha Tanya, ha Tanya. The Gemara says, well, that isn't exactly accurate either, because they're both legitimate Mishnayos. So it's not that, you know, one is a Mishnah, you know, you have an explicit Mishnah, you're abandoning the Mishnah for some other, you know, Braisa or something of lesser. They're both Mishnayos, as we'll soon see. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, that's not what we meant. Ella, toli Tanya de Mefarish Tamba, b'detanya de lo Mefarish Tamba. We have a Mishnah which says, why Yom Ravi? It gives a perfectly good explanation. And instead of seizing that, embracing that, you're ignoring that, and you're linking, you know, Yom Ravi to a Mishnah which says nothing about Yom Ravi. Okay, we get the idea. Anyways, so the Gemara clarifies. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. Amar Rav Yonah Mar Shmuel mipnei ma amru besula nisis li Yom Ravi. Why did the Mishnah say that you need Yom Ravi, a Wednesday? Because if there's some accusation and need to investigate, then he can get up and take care of this matter, you know, forthwith, you know, with the Beis Din. So then the question arises, fine, good, but what's that based on? What piece of information? That the Batei Dinim used to meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So Wednesday's a good time because the next morning is Thursday. So what's the problem? What about getting married on a Sunday? And that way you can wake up the next morning on a Monday and also have a Beis Din? That's the Gemara's question. V'tinase be'echad b'Shabbos. Why don't you make the wedding date instead of on a Wednesday, on a Sunday? Shema yotanis b'sulam yamashkul Beis Din. So here the Gemara introduces something new. The Gemara says, Shoktu chachamim ta'al takonos b'nos Yisrael she'etorech b'su'uda shloshe yamim. The answer is, there's another factor here, and that other factor is what we call shoktu. The Chachamim were diligent, I guess the best way to translate it, on behalf of Bnos Yisrael. meaning they wanted to make sure that the husband would invest 3 days of effort in the wedding preparations. Yeah.
Let me get back to Ochelis Truma. Mm-hmm. If the nisuin never take place, isn't a get called for?
Absolutely.
So therefore, she was, if a get is called for, she was entitled.
That's what I said. Well, there are two things. It's true that a get is required by Eirusin. That doesn't mean that there aren't some added obligations or privileges that aren't contingent upon nisuin. In other words, Eirusin makes her an Eishes Ish, right? And that's the formal relationship between them. But She'er Basar, for example, so as it happens, I think I mentioned before, that's what I was saying, Minat Torah for Truma, Eirusin's enough. Midrabanan, they were worried she's going to give her family members, or she's going to be, the whole thing is going to be Batala Mafreya.
That's one reason, but the second reason is...
Well, both reasons are based on the idea that Minat Torah, she is entitled. But what I want to answer to your question is there are other issues, though, where she's not entitled to Minat Torah. For example, Mizonos. She's not entitled, Torah says, Sher Ksus V'Ona. All those depend not on Eirusin, but on Nisuin. Why? Or I'll give another example. The Gemara's example, three examples. Yerusha, Tuma, Hafaris Nadarim. All depend not on Eirusin, even though you need to get, even though she's an Eishes Ish, but on Nisuin. Why? Because some halachos depend on the formal kinyan and the commitment between one and the other, and some depend on She'er Basar, on the fact that they're already one unit. Bal Ke'ishto, Ishto Kabbalah. And until they actually start living together in the context of Nisuin, right, there's a kinyan, but they're not that She'ero Zu Ishto doesn't apply. So there are certain dinim that depend on She'er.
The Ksuva is written when?
The Ksuva is a debate. So the Rambam's opinion is that default, unless you write it earlier, the Ksuva really belongs to the Nisuin. The Bali Tosis and Kiddushin Daf Samechei disagree. They say the default is that the ksuva begins at the kedusha. That's a debate.
That would determine, the much of a suva or not.
Either way, the point is that if she betrayed him after the Eirusin, she's an Eishesish. She had Misa. And it's Sota. So the betrayal parts depend on the Eirusin. What I'm trying to show is, certain dinim definitely depend on Eirusin. According to the Gemara, Minat Torah, Truma is one of those. Certain dinim definitely depend on Nisuin. Like She'er, Ksus, and Ona. And there are some that are debated, like Ksuva. But the idea is that the formal Kenyan begins in Eirusin, the She'er Basar, Baal Ki Ishto, Ishto Kamala, what we'd call the existential bond between them, that they're one unit, that depends on the Nisuin. Okay.
Well, what's the status of Masiyadel? Is it Mizonos?
Masiyadel is Dindra Banan, according to most Rishonim, and it's Tachas Mizonos.
Yeah,
it's a reciprocal relationship. So it's triggered by the Nisuin.
So he's entitled to the Masiyadel?
Yeah, but
after. Yes, Mizonos, he's entitled.
Oh, you're asking about Higi Azman. That's a Machlokas Rishonim, that's very important. That is a debate between the Rishonim. You'll soon see the Tosis Rid. And the Ritva is of the opinion. The Ritva is of the opinion that Yigi Azman is also Maisi Adai. The Ra'ah, the Rabbi of the Ritva, thinks it's not true. I'll explain that. We'll get to that. In Yigi Azman, that's a big debate. And in the case of a parallel case, in Yibam, it's already a debate between the Balei Tosas and Yibam Mustaf Mim Aleph Amid Beis and the other places as well. Okay. Because I know they say Ksuvas, actually. Anyways, so this institution, this idea of Shaktu Chachamim Takanol Benos Yisrael is very fascinating too, because this is the source, if there is a source, for the idea of investing financially and personally in the wedding, right? Now, what role does it play? So I think I already mentioned there's a big debate about this. The simple pshat is that Shaktu, this idea of Shaktu Chachamim Takano Benos Yisrael, that you put 3 days of effort into the wedding, the simple pshat is this is a standalone Takana. Meaning it has nothing to do, it overlaps with and it might interact with the din of Yom HaRevi'i, right, in terms of Takana Tainus Besulim, but it's not connected to it. Just that you have to satisfy both. So you can't, what you could accomplish with Tainus Besulim, you could accomplish with a Sunday as well as a Wednesday, and the Gemara is saying, yeah, but there's a second din of Shaktu, and Shaktu, you can only accomplish both on a Wednesday. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Now the question is, what is this halacha? I mean, what does Shaktu? Why does the poor guy have to, you know, invest 3 days worth of effort and finances into this?
It's a
Neitzer Tova. What?
It's a Neitzer Tova.
For what reason?
You shouldn't have to have this loss. They give you a Neitzer Tova when they make the wedding.
Which loss? What do you mean the loss?
The loss of the preparations.
No, I'm saying, why does he have to prepare at all? Why does he have to put 3 days into this whole... That's the question. Okay, so I think the basic idea is clearly a machlokas of Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand that this is lekvod ishto. This is the husband out of either to be mesameach ishto or out of kavod ishto. Okay. Now, if that were the case, let's say she said, I'm not makbid. I don't want you to spend your hard-earned or our future hard-earned earnings, you know, on the suda, right? So in theory, if she was mocheles, that would be fine, right? The Rashba considers this possibility, says unless, you know, it's going to give her a bad name among the neighbors, like it's not lefichvodo whether she likes it or not. The Rishonim speak about the following scenario. Let's say, you know, he talks her into, do we really need a big wedding? You know what I'm saying? So, but what about her relatives? The relatives say, we insist. That's also an interesting argument, right? Is this l'chvoda or l'simchasa? Or does it have to do with the kavod of the family? Of her family? There's even a debate whether or not we have later on in the Masechta, the Gemara speaks about a very practical issue, you know. It's called Ola Imo Ve'ena Yoredes Imo. She's used to a certain standard of living in various areas of her life, right? So he's obligated to, you know, to keep that up. That's part of the implicit contract that he makes with her, right? So some Rishonim say this idea of Shaktu Chachamim Takano B'nos Yisrael. Let's say she says I'm mochelas, but her relatives say we're not mochel. You know, it's our kavod too. You know, it's not good for our family reputation. You know, you have such a small wedding, right? We're not in the whatever the proper, you know, hall, I guess, of the time or hotel, you know, is. You know, it's you know, a blank family wedding, not in the Biltmore or the whatever it is. So I hope nobody here got married in the Biltmore. Is there a place called the Biltmore? There you go, it's safe. Baruch Hashem. So
why 3 consecutive days as opposed to 3 days?
So we'll get to that also. I guess the assumption is that because of Shabbos and probably lack of refrigeration and other such things, it's just easier. But later on we'll see that the Gemara on Gimel and Aleph has the possibility that if you do some of the work in advance, you know, that, you know, you can substitute for that. Here, if you want to look just very quickly, this is the Gemara here. Just look very quickly on Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. This is Gimel Amud Aleph. It's 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak." Everybody have that? Omer Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak. Lo shanu elimitakanas Ezra v'yelach she'ein batei dinim kvuin ele b'sheni v'chamishi. This whole halacha of Shaktu, I'm sorry, this whole halacha of Tainus Bezdin and Yom Revi is only at a time when post Ezra, where they made the takana that the Bezdin only comes on Tuesday. I'm sorry, on Monday and Thursday. Aval kodim takanas Ezra, prior takanas Ezra, shebate dinim kvuin b'chol yom, the Bezin used to sit every single day, isha nises b'chol yom, then any day would be fine. So the Gemara says, kodim takanas Ezra, by dahava hava, what is this, history lesson, right? What do we care? We're no longer living in a pre-Ezra era, so what happened pre-Ezra is irrelevant, right? It's just consigned to the, you know, to the pages of history. Right, the Gemara is not a history book, so the Gemara says no. Sometimes history is instructive, right? Not as history per se, because it highlights halacha. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar I ike bate dinim the kvuin ha'idna kekodim takanas Ezra." Let's say you go back to the time when, you know, let's say we reenact a different takana, and Bezin's going to be sitting every single day. Or what would happen, as the Rishonim discussed, if Bezin doesn't sit at all? So then, Ishanisa is b'chol yom. Then you would not have a kpeda for Wednesday. So the Gemara says, "Ay, but habinan shaktu." What happened to the other factor? Doesn't the Gemara say in the Beis Manath are two issues? One is tainus besulim. That depends on when Bezdin meets. But the Gemara says another factor, and that is 3 days investment in the wedding of shaktu. So how you can't get married any day. You can only get married after 3 days. You can marry Wednesday, you can be married Thursday maybe, but you can't get married on a Sunday or a Monday, right, or a Tuesday. So the Gemara says, "Ditoriachle." Rashi, im torach lefnei haShabbos v'tikin tzorchei suda konsel v'yachav haShabbos v'shenim. Exactly what you asked, meaning if he makes it's more convenient to do it 3 straight days. As I say, I'm guessing, you know, that there were pragmatic issues. You know, we have big freezers in our days, and they probably didn't. But if the guy compensates and he does the job, that'll be fine. And then the Gemara says, my shaktu. The Tanya, same thing. But Neimar Rabsul Nisa Siyom Ravi Shemayla Tanis Pesulim Yamashkin LeBezdin V'Tinasa Be'achav B'Shabbos. Why not get married on a Sunday? V'Imar LeTanis Pesulim Yamashkin LeBezdin Shartu Chachamim Da'Kanal Benaz Yisrael Shiram Tarech B'Suda Shlosha Yamim Echav B'Shabbos Sheni B'Shabbos Shlishi B'Shabbos Uberevi Konsa. That's the same Gemara. Anyways, so that's one view in the Gemara, and about the one view of the Takana Shaktu, that it's a key of L'Samcha or L'Chvoda. And then there's a secondary debate, and that is what happens, you know, if her relatives insist. Is it kvod and simchas hamishpacha, or is it personal? Or is there another factor, and that is, you know, her reputation, you know, what will the neighbors say? They'll say, you know, she's not being treated properly. And so, that is one whole issue. But there are some Rishonim who say, in Achanami, if she or if the family agree, then you could drop the shaktu. Other Rishonim say that shaktu isn't just her chiyuv or her simcha, it's also his. Others say that it's a din in freeing up the chasan and kala for shiva simei mishnah. If he invests 3 days of effort into this seuda, then they don't have to scrounge around for the week of the sheva brachos, and then they'll be able to focus on what they should be focusing on in the sheva brachos, right? And that is the yom tov didei v'dida. So there are various explanations of this. What I wanted to bring to your attention is that there are two other perspectives as well. One is that both of which are that shaktu is not a standalone, albeit overlapping takana, but that it is really integrated as part of the takana of Tainus Pesulim. But that goes in two opposite ways. I think I mentioned this already. One is that really all there is Tainus Pesulim. Meaning we're worried that she might misrepresent herself, or she might be, you know, accused of rather having betrayed him and misrepresenting herself. And we have this takana of Tainus Pesulim. But the Chachamim were equally concerned lest his accusation against her be something that he can exploit and therefore abuse. That's how do we know that he's telling the truth? He says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, meaning, you know, experience, you know, with her leads me to think that she betrayed me, right? And that obviously tarnishes her reputation and possibly, you know, creates all sorts of consequences. So how do we know that he's not going to make this kind of a charge frivolously, right? He needs some sort of protection. Similar to the Gemara's discussion of Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that if a person, if a husband says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Ne'amalaf Sidak Suvasa, we believe him, right, to cause her to lose her ksuva. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why did we institute the ksuva to begin with? If it's so easy for him to just accuse her, the whole point of the ksuva is Shalotei Kalabein of Lotzia, to protect her. How is she protected if he's just going to accuse her and we're going to take it at face value? The Gemara says, doesn't matter. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. But how could it be? It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara there gave a very important answer. The Gemara says, "Ein adam toreach b'seuda u'mafsida," meaning we don't really think that he's going to be frivolous and he make this thing up, because like, why did he do this? Is he a sociopath? Is he insane? Like he went to all the trouble of proposing and then investing in the in the wedding, just so that he can then falsely accuse her in order to make her lose her Isuma? I can have to be crazy, because there's an investment in this process. So some of the Rishonim say that's the pshat of Shaktu. There's no special din that Shaktu, he's mechayiv to be mesamecher with a 3-day investment of Suda, or just the Suda for both of them, or to free up the day. No, it's a mechanism, it's a technique. We want to make sure that, you know, when he's mashkim lebezin with the tainus basulim, that he's invested. That this isn't a, you know, some sort of a frivolous charge. Like all of a sudden he got angry with her, and he's going to, well, if he was Tarech Basuda for Gimel Yamim, that reflects a level of commitment. And psychologically, when people invest in something, they don't throw it away, you know, as easily. And therefore, the din of Shaktu is a hedge against, right, a false or a frivolous Tainus Basulim. That is the view of the Ritva, of Rabbeinu Yonah, a group of Rishon. If that would be the case, then maybe when there's no Tainus Basulim, there shouldn't be any Shaktu, you know, practically either. But if there's a Tainus Basulim every day, there still will be Shaktu, and that's what the Gemara meant later on. There's a third possibility. I should add, if that's the case, then this is more of a Takana Kavua. The Ritva actually explains, and the Shinu Kabetzis elaborates this, that in Ochanami, even if she's Mocheles, even if her family's Mocheles, it's not going to help. He still has to invest in the Shaktu. So they explain why. Because if the Shaktu was really, the Mechayev was Simcha, or Kvoda, or Kvod Mishpacha, or Simcha Samishpacha, so then all of that is subject to Mechila. But if it's really a way of ensuring that the Tainus Basulim isn't frivolous, but it's real, then it's not Nitan L'Mechila. Moreover, they say the following. When the Gemara here says that, Tariach, right? Shaktu de Tariach La. So the Gemara says that at a time when you have Bezdin sitting every single day, so Tainus Basulim is not limited to a Wednesday, all you have to worry about is the Shaktu. Fine. The question is, and what about a time when Bezdin isn't sitting every day? Let's say Bezdin is sitting only on Monday and Thursday. But let's say the fellow wants to get married on a Sunday, but the Tariachle, he's willing to put in the extra effort. Would that work? So most of the Rishonim say, the Ran, other Rishonim say, why not? Because the Gemara here says Tariachle is a substitute for Shaktu of 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You can do the same thing on a Sunday. If it's Tariachle, you have your Shaktu and you have Tainus Basulim, Shalom al Yisra. So the Shittim Kubet here, not the Ritva, but the Shittim Kubet says in the name of the Ritva, says no. Because if Shaktu is not a standalone Takana, but it's really just a prat, it's a sniff, it's a, you know, it's a way of tightening, you know, the takana of Tainus Basulim, so then maybe it's a, what we call a takana kvua. It was established across the board, it's Wednesday, so then Tariachle will not help. Tariachle will help so the Gemara before Takanas Ezra, but not during Takanas Ezra. That is the, anyways, there's a big machlokas Rishonim that maybe the din of Shaktu is part of the Tainus Basulim. The third shita is the one I think I had mentioned, and that is the Shittim Kubetzis himself has an opposite view. Shittim Kubetzis says the real reason that there's a Wednesday is because of Shaktu. Tainus Basulim strengthens the Shaktu. Because really we're not worried about Znus. Znus is Lo Shchiach, Tosus's question on Dabei Samad Aleph. So really we made the Takana of Wednesday not for negative reasons, because we're afraid of a terrible situation, but for positive reasons, because we want to build in the simcha and the kavod and the su'uda of the chasan and the kala, part of the yom tov. So that's the real reason for the Wednesday. Anyways, that's the shakamatari of the Gemara. Getting back to Beis Haman Aleph.
Well, what's the critical factor of 3 days?
Sorry?
I mean, you can prepare a su'uda in 2 days too.
Obviously, they think that's
two waiters.
Right, so they think that that's, you know, that, I mean, why, how they came up with that number, it's a Dindra Abana, I have no idea. But they're obviously assuming that, you know, that is, maybe in those days, 3 days preparation was, what are they, you know, some shuls, they, when they announce the Kiddush, you know, they tell you how many forks you need for it, you know. You know, it's a two-forker, a three-forker. This is a three-dayer, you know. It's a shear in the, you know, in the food, in the quality of the food, probably in the investment. Maybe it's a good chunk of the week. It's half of the week. Half a week? Right? Half a week. A quarter of the week. Not impressive. Half a week. I'm guessing. Something like that. Okay. So then the Gemara says as follows. Yachshav sheshaninu shaktu. Now that we know shaktu. Osa sheshaninu wegiyaz man v'lo nisu. Ochos mishalo v'ochos bitruma. Higiyaz man b'echo b'shabbos. Mitok sheni acholichnos. Eino malala mizonos. Either way, says the Gemara, once we know that there's not only Tainus Pesulim but also Shaktu, so the rule is that once you know this halacha, if the calendar day turns out to be on a Sunday, even though that takes care of the Tainus Pesulim problem, since Shaktu is still a factor, the din of Igiyazman will not begin. That's the Gemara. Okay, so now we want to turn our attention to this din of Higia Hazman Velonisu Ochlos Mishalov Ochlos Betruma. We want to try to figure out what kind of halacha it is. So first let's just finish the Shaklavataria, and then I'll explain what the issue seems to be. So the Gemara goes on to say the following. Lefikach, therefore, of course, as we've discussed many, many times, whenever anybody says therefore, right, you have to be careful. Therefore is a conclusion, implying that it isn't completely obvious. Right, there's a bit of a leap here. This is a logical or analytical conclusion, right? And there's always, you know, can always provoke, you know, a counter response. But this is the Gemara. Lefikach, therefore, okay, you can hear the drum roll. Chalahu, osha chalsa he, osha pirsa nida, eino malala mizonos. Gemara says, what if they give a check to the calendar date, right? And instead of turning out not to be a Wednesday, now that we know that if it's not a Wednesday, the initiation of these dinim doesn't happen, right? Let's say it is a Wednesday, but chala hu or chalsa he, one of them is sick. Or Pirsa Nida, right? She's a Nida on that day, on the wedding day, on the day, in other words, in the calendar. If any of these things occur, maybe we should compare that to Higia Hazman Shelo B'Yom Arvi. Right? What's the idea? What does that do with the one is a day of the week and the other is illness or Pirsa Nida? What's going on here? Obviously, what the Gemara has in mind, they're trying to figure out this din of Higia Hazman, right? It only applies when he deliberately delays. But let's say there's some good objective reason why the wedding is being delayed, why it can't take place immediately, right? So one reason is because it's not on a Wednesday, and we need Wednesday because it solves a certain problem, right? But why should that be the only example? If the point is that as long as he's not to blame, right, or as long, let's put it this way, as you know, there's a good excuse why we're delaying, that there's no din of hatchalas mizonos or truma, etc., then hu adin, the same thing is true for chalahu, chalsahi, or pirsanida. That's the Gemara's thinking. Then the Gemara says, did you want to ask something?
Yeah. It just seems to me that it depends really on what the reason for
Higiyazman.
For permitting her to get mizonos.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what we're getting to. 100%. I'm just telling you what the Gemara says so far. But we're getting there. That's exactly it. So now the Gemara says, well, not so fast. Ika deboi la, mi boi. Right? One man's lefikach. You know, this is a good lesson for us. What I said before wasn't wrong. One man's lefikach is another man's ika de mi boi la, mi boi. You know, we can be mistapek, we can wonder about this, but it isn't so clear at all. Namely, chalahu mahu. What if he is ill? He has a doctor's note. Okay? Hasam tamamai, bishim da'anis, hachanami, ha'anis, is the reason why coming out not on a Wednesday doesn't trigger these things is because it's not his fault. He's not like he can't get married now. He has to wait till Wednesday. His hands are tied. So here too, chala is an ones. Dilma, perhaps, hasam anus betakanta datakinu l'rabanan. There, the point isn't the anus per se, it's the anus, it's anus because of takanas rabanan. Maybe a delay because of takanas rabanan is not the same, but hacha, lo. It's not the same as an anus. It's not din anus, it's that the anus is a takana de rabanan. We'll explain what we mean. Let's say you were to conclude that his being ill is not an excuse. It's not like takana strabana. It's not like not on a Wednesday. So therefore, he's sick. She says, I'm ready. She comes with her wedding dress and everything. Or maybe that was at the Arison, I'm not sure. But let's say whatever. She's ready to begin their life together. And he, has his doctor's note, that he's not ready. Chalahu. So now the question is, so what do we say? That he's obligated to triggers the chiyum mizonos. Now the question is, chol sahi mahu, let's say she's the one who shows up sick. Right? And he says, I'm ready, but listen, I can't help it that you're not ready. I have to be mala la mizonos because she's sick. Then I should be mala mizonos because I'm sick. Therefore she's entitled to mizonos. She's not holding things up. But if she's holding things up, why should I pay? Right? Matzi amar la ana kaimna. Can you say, I'm ready, I'm here? He's wearing his tuxedo, right? Odilma matzi amar le. She can say to him, nistapcha sadeu. This is a mashal, obviously, meaning your field got flooded. Meaning, now, there's a big debate, actually, how to read this in the Shonim. Rashi's not clear. Rashi says something that can be read in two ways. Rashi says, Lashon matar sochef, okay, the land was overrun with water. Nishtefa sadecha. Klomar, what does it mean? Mazalcha, she says to him, Mazalcha garam, your bad luck. Ki me'ayom ani mutelas alecha lozun, because the day is here, and even though I'm the one who's sick, tough luck, buddy. Mizonos begin. What do we mean by that? So there, Rashi's not so clear, but the Balei Tosfos are clear, and the Ramban is clear, and they say two opposite things, and each one claims Rashi. Would you want to claim Rashi, right, to be on your team? So these are the two pshatim. The Balei Tosfos say, literally it means mazal chagorim. Meaning she says to him, of course it's not your fault that I'm sick. It may not even be your fault when you're sick. But it's still your responsibility. Meaning, and the reason it's your responsibility is because it's your mazel. Now, when he's sick, to say it's his mazel, as if we mean it, in other words, this is your bad karma, this is your bad, this is on you, it's on your, record. It's your hashgacha. Well, he's sick, and you want to tell him it's your hashgacha? That's debatable, but okay. She's sick, why is that his hashgacha? So Tosa says, look at the top Tosa on the next page. Fascinating stuff. Matzi amar le nistapcha sadehu. Tosa says, ve'eino yachal liton, da'adraba mazala gorim. What do you mean, my bad luck? Your bad luck? Your luck? The kivin de lo mifkada piri v'rivya. Lo miensha. Since he's the one with the chiyuv of piri v'rivya, so we consider it, even though it's expressed by her being ill, right? It's his record, not hers. His mitzvah is delayed, not hers. It's what I call a halachic reality example, right? But meaning, who has the halachic obligation is going to dictate whether or not it's that person's mazel or not. But Tosfos here is operating with some sort of notion of mazel from a meta halachic point of view too. Meaning, things go bad. Bimifashvesh, you know, in your mind. So she says to him, it's your halachic obligation, you know, look inwardly in your own life and your own issues. But why should I suffer? Because I'm sick in this matter as an extension of, obviously, your bad mazel. The Ramban has nothing of this. The Ramban says, no, this has nothing to do with mazel. This is an expression. Meaning, she says, listen, the date is here. The obligation is triggered. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm sick. It doesn't matter if you're sick. Neither of these is an excuse. We made an agreement, or there's an obligation for whatever reason. We'll discuss that in a minute. Mazal chagorem, meaning, tough luck, buddy. Not, it's due to your, you know, bad, you know, record, or you know, this is laid on your door. Not laid on anybody's door. You know, it's to somebody sick. I'm sick, you're sick. You know, there's no halachic reality, there's no mazel in a real sense. It's only mazel in the, you know, colloquial sense, like tough luck. You know, you're bad luck. Meaning, it's not my fault, it's not your fault, but, you know, the clock is ticking, and therefore, since it's your obligation, you're going to have to pay. Your bad luck, meaning you're paying. Yeah.
2 points, just it's kind of irony, isn't the Ramban the more of a mystic?
Well,
yeah,
but the Bali Tosfos were very, you know, there was a lot of undercurrents of, you know, like, you know, Hasidi Ashkenaz type things, you know, from the Bali Tosfos as well. They all believed in a kind of, except for the Ramban, you know, who was adamantly opposed to astrology, you know, this idea of, you know, mazel. The Ramban in Perash Shalat Torah speaks about it all the time. You know how, but he does say that Klal Yisrael, unlike all other nations, you know, they have the remote shalom. And the Ramban also believes very strongly in, you know, Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha, that even though Kishuf and all these things, unlike the Rambam, according to the Ramban, they work. I mean, there's something to them. There is that, you know, there are aspects of the world that we don't see, and that doesn't mean that, you know, that there isn't something to them. Doesn't mean every charlatan who claims, you know, that he can do these things can do them, but the Ramban believes that, you know, these kind of powers exist. But the Ramban also says in his Perash Shalat Torah and Dvarim, "Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha," meaning Jews, they should ignore all this stuff. Ki chelak Hashem amo, it's consistent with what he says in his Perash Shalat Torah. Yaakov Chavalang, your relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom is direct, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So.
More
it's an interesting point, but yeah.
I remember later with Mark Silver's thoughts about the same kind of issuance.
Katlanis?
Bacteria of Eritrea.
Oh.
And Mark says, you could have had another one. Tosfos is not.
Well, Yeshua Isha Banim, the Mark Bates says
that. So Tosfos is not entertaining.
No, Tosfos is just saying, Tosfos is saying something good. Tosfos is saying, listen, she has no chiyuv peri v'rivi at all. So this is all, it's his delay. If it's his delay, the halachic reality dictates that it's his, I would say cause. Cause is a bigger word. It's this is laid, you know, at his doorstep.
Yeah, see, he's, again,
he has other options, but right now he doesn't have another wife, so.
He's grounding it on the peri v'rivi option. So why does he have.
Because he's not married to anybody else. Because he has no other. Right now, the delay is connected to her. Anyways, it's a fascinating issue. That's a machlokas rishon. A, about women and about B'nai Noach. Right, so that's a big machlokas rishonim. So some of the rishonim there. Don't think that it refers to the period of Rivia at all.
What?
Some of them don't think it refers to the period of Rivia at all, but to the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Others think that it does, but it's Misayeya, that's the Ran. The Meiri has a line where he says, she's not Mechuyeves, but she is Mekayim, the mitzvah, too. The way I like to look at it, I think we've spoken about this when we did Kiddushin some years ago.
She has Mitzvah Kiyumis, she's Mekayim, period of Rivia.
Not everybody agrees with that, but I think that the Meiri holds that way. I would say even further, I would say, you know, it's her body, it's her, she's the Akaris HaBayis, which, you know, I like the view that, you know, Derech Ha'ish L'Chazar HaCharisha in Darka Shalisha L'Chazar HaCharish, so she has no chiyuv. And there's this famous, you know, Bashachachma that people like to quote, you know, that you know, since it's you know, she puts herself in a position of sakana and pain, so to obligate her b'piri v'rivya, you know, is a lack, is a chisaron and drachel darchei noah. But what I would just add to all this is, at the same time, I can just speak about piri v'rivya without speaking about the woman. I mean, she's the one who's doing all the heavy lifting. It's her pregnancy, and so on. So the answer is no chiyuv. But tziruf to the mitzvah, and involvement in the maisa mitzvah, the kiyama mitzvah, and so on, of course, in some respect, even more than the men. So that's how I understand mitzvah ba, yoser mi-mishlucha. But there are different formulations of the Mishnah. Yeah.
The issue here is, does he have to feed her? Isn't
yeah.
that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Does he have to feed her? So we use this language? The law wants the umro lay. Come on, talk about it. Love doesn't play a role here.
This is about obligation at a certain point. But
food, I mean, it's unbelievable. What is the issue of chesed coming in? It's unbelievable. What are we reading here?
What do you mean?
She can't say it. He can say it.
No, because...
The issue is
no, because the... Right, but just remember, again, mizonos really begins at nisui. And we're talking about, you know, bringing this earlier. But he's sick. He's saying, I would love to support you. She's sick. Remember what's happening here. She is sick. She can't come to the chuppah. So he's saying, listen, I'm happy to support... My obligation to support you starts at the marriage. The nisui part. Right? Now we have this din of Igiya Zman, but it's not my... I'm here with my tuxedo. You know? Why should I... I mean, I'm happy. I'm ready to get married.
He can say, she can say, wow.
But what I'm saying, the Stavka Sadeh is remarkable because... But basically, I mean, there's a purist view in Tosas, in a way, because Tosas is saying, listen, you know, the halakhic obligation dictates whose bad ashgacha it is, you know, and then her sickness is his problem. Not his problem, meaning he has to deal with it, meaning his problem in some sort of a semi-causal way. It's on his bad luck, it's on his bad record. So then let him pay. But the Ramban is saying, no, nothing to do with that. It's like kind of what you're saying. He's supposed to begin now. Right? So it's not a matter of blame.
Do it.
Do it. It's, you know, it's not my fault. It's not my fault, and therefore you have to pay. Yeah.
I just want to contribute that there's one exception to the rule. There's one woman that was Mitsuva. There's one woman that was Mitsuva Pura Virivio.
Okay.
The Orchoner and Marcos Dachov Gimel said, I'm Sarka Mimeni Yosu Kabushin. Rashi says, you know, David and Shlomo went out from Tamar.
Right.
So the Orchoner said that she was so orangutan in being Makai and Mr. Piri Virivia because she was in a parasha of a Kishua. The reason that a woman is partial from Piri Virivia because they're Kishui Shlichmosh.
What I said before.
But Mimeni Yasu Kavush, Yerachon Eris is an unbelievable word. He said that Tamar was Mitsuva and Puri Berivya. He says it on that Rashi.
Okay, very good. Okay. So according to the Aruch Haner, according to the first answer of Tosis, she would not have been able to say the Stapka Sadeh. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So we're very good. Okay, I mean, you can see it's a very interesting Gemara. But it's a very interesting discussion. So the Ramban, when he says, it's nothing to do with the mazel, you know, none of that stuff. And your question's very good, by the way, about the Ramban in general. I think my answer is correct, but I'm glad you raise it, because it's a very important point. I mean, it's not that the Ramban doesn't think that there's such a thing as mazel. He just doesn't think, you know, that it's relevant here or that it works in this way. But basically, the Ramban, when he says his idea, and the Rajba, all the Chachmei Sfarad follow the Ramban in this matter, the Ritva. So they also, when the Ramban says it, he says Bekach Pirush Rashi. Right? When the Bali Tosas say the other way, many of them also say Bekach Pirush Rashi. Because if you look at Rashi, you just don't know which part to emphasize. Rashi says like this: Klomar Mazal Chagaram. So the way the Ramban read it was, tough luck, buddy. You know, the chiyu begins, right? And the way that the Rotosis read it was, mazalcha garam. You know, since, you know, this is your parsha, your halacha, not my halacha, it's considered your mazal, right? And therefore, you know, ki ayom ani mutalas lazun. Anyways, very fascinating discussion. Then the Gemara says, where are we up to? Oh, Bimtim Salomar Amrlay the Stabcha Sadeyu. So now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, she could say to him, right, the Stabcha Sadeyu, Mazal Chagara. And he'll have to support her. So now the question is, what about Pirsa Nida? Not Chola Chalsa. Chola who Chalsa he pays. But let's say she shows up to the Chuppah and she's a Nida. Mao. So then the Gemara says, Bishatz Vesta Lo Tiboilach. If this is her normal Veset, her normal timing of the period, then that's obvious. The Lamotzi Amrle, the Stab Chasadei, what's she going to say? You're a Taflak. Right? So, meaning, what do we mean? Why can't she say that? So, Pashtus, a simple Pshat is, if it's a normal veset, so then they just were too lazy when they penciled in the original date. Right? It was just poor planning, meaning it was their toes. They just didn't do the calculations as they should have. It would have been known, Meirosh, in other words, that this is just like a Wednesday. Right? So what? They said in 365 days, and they couldn't open up the calendar to see that it's on a Monday or a Tuesday and not a Wednesday. You know, you could do that in advance.
But why is that her responsibility?
What?
He made the mistake.
It's nobody's responsibility. It's just that it's the wrong Yigiyah Zman.
Yeah, but according to the Ramban, the time came no matter what.
What do you mean according to the Ramban?
According to the Ramban said that
the one. No, the Ramban's reading this Gemara too. What we're saying is, if it's Pirsa Nida Bishas Vesta, so then everybody's going to agree that, you know, that's not a reason for him to begin Mizonos, because they just made a mistake on the wedding day. They just weren't thinking about this factor at the time. No one's blaming them, but it turns out Iglai Milsa Mafreya, just like making it on a, if it ends up that after the amount of days or when they checked in wasn't a Wednesday, that it's easy to say that that's just a toes.
Isn't Chola fundamentally different from Pirsa Nida? In other words,
Chola and Chola, sure,
they can't get married because they're in the hospital. Here they can get married, they just can't be together.
So you're asking a very, very good question, and there are two perspectives on this in the Rishonim. So this, according to, the Rambam has a famous Shita. We talked a little bit about it. Maybe I'll leave it for another couple of Dapim to get, because I want to get through some Gemaras. But the Rambam has a very famous Shita. According to the Rambam, what is Chuppah? The big debate in the Rishonim, what is Chuppah? Right? So the Rambam Shita is that Chuppah hainu yichud. Chuppah is when they are, alone together, but it has to be yichud haroi lebiyah. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam says explicitly, if Pirsa Nida, if she's a Nida, according to the Rambam, that's not a proper Nisua. Okay? Most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. We sometimes have Chuppas Nida. But the Rambam was very, very makbid about this. Now, where did the Rambam get it from? So this is a huge speculation. So if you look at the Ran, I guess we'll take 1 minute just on this for now. Just for a second, you should be aware of it. I'll get to discuss it more fully later on, but look at the Ran, very famous Ran, right in the beginning. Aleph Amid Aleph in the Dap Erif. You see on the first page, Osha Pirsa Nida, in the back. That's the last bolded piece. Right? Everybody have it? Osha Pirsa Nida. Ika de Yalef Mehacha, referring to the Rambam and his followers. Ika de Yalef Mehacha, some people learn from here, the Chuppah Hainu Yichud. The Chuppah is Yichud. Ulefikach, Kisha Pirsa Nida, Velo Baal, Asura Lis Yached, Kedamina Lekaman. That's how they read this Gemara. They say, they claim, I don't believe it, but they claim that the Rambam got his halacha, one of the possible sources he got it from is this Gemara. For the question, exactly the reason that you asked. Namely, if somebody's chala or chalsa, so they can't show up, to get married. So, but Pirsa Nida, let them show what's wrong, what's the problem? Right? The answer is, maybe this is the makar. They have some other suggestions too. I believe that the Rambam's makar is a cumulative one. When we get to it, we'll discuss it. But they make the suggestion that maybe the Rambam got it from this Gemara. Then it's very sensational, because it's not just what we said a moment ago. We said a moment ago that what's the problem with Pirsa Nida? The problem is that the toes, the day is the wrong day, because especially if it's Shas Vesta, anyway, right? But according to the Rambam, if indeed this is the source of the Rambam, it's much stronger than that. The real idea is, it's not Yom HaChuppah or Yom HaNisuin, because they can't get married on this day. Fundamentally, the definition of marriage doesn't allow for it.
There'd be no point to Wednesday anyway.
What?
There'd be no point to Wednesday.
There'd be no point to Wednesday also. That's also true.
What's the whole point of all tomorrow?
It's also a very good point. Right? But, so what do you do with this Gemara if you don't hold like the Rambam? No, so the Ran says afterwards, the Ran himself doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Ran says that the definition of chuppah, by the way, according to the Ran, is knisa l'rshusa. When they come together into the house, you know, she comes into his rishos. We actually, in a way, do both at the yichud room. The yichud room, which is why we have Edom on yichud, because that's nesu'in according to the Rambam. Mm-hmm. But some people have the practice to rent the chassan should rent the yichud room from the hall, so that way it's also kinesa lebeisa, which is an interesting idea. Anyways, so how do you interpret otherwise? So the Ran, after he quotes his own shita, which is, as I just mentioned, that chuppah is knisa lebeso. So he says, and what will you do with this Gemara about Pirsanina? So he says, oh, it's very pragmatic. How come I can't find it? Oh. One second. Towards the bottom of page 1, he said three lines from the bottom. V'chitema pirsanida lama enamala lamazonos. If you don't agree with the Rambam, why? What's the problem? Why is there no mazonos in pirsanida? Like you just asked, right? There could be chuppa. Hainu taima, the reason is shekivin shein chuppa zu mesura labia lo chivu chachamim lekansa. Meaning they were looking for a more optimal circumstance. It doesn't have to be that it can't happen. It has to be that it's excusable that it doesn't happen, or it's understandable that they would want a delay. That's the right. So there's actually a double machlokas here. There's a machlokas whether or not the hagdara, the definition of nesu'in, chuppah, is yichud aroy lebi or not. That's a big machlokas we've shown him, very important, both in terms of halacha lemaisa as well as conceptually understanding what the chuppah is. And there's also a secondary debate how to read this Gemara about Pirsanida. Is that because she's not a bas chuppah, meaning she can't be, the conditions for marriage don't exist objectively? Or is it because it's understandable that they would want any understandable delay doesn't trigger mazonos? Okay, let's continue. Let's finish up the Gemara. Then we'll raise what the issue is. So the Gemara says this: what are we up to? One second. Shas Vesta loti baylach delo matzi amrle. She can't say to him about Shas Vesta nistapcha sadeu ki ti baylach shelo b'shas Vesta. Let's say she's a nida, but it's unpredictable. Okay, so you can't say it's a toes in the calendar, you know, and you can't, you know, blame it. You can't say, oh, she can't say to him, say you're bad, you know, luck, you know. But if it's shelo b'shas Vesta, maybe she could. Ma kiven de lo b'shas Vesta matzi amrle nistapcha sadeu. Either according to the Tosas understanding of it, or according to the Rambam. Odilma kiven de ikenashi de kamishani vestayu. Kishas Vesta dummy. Or maybe, you know, it's not so uncommon that there are irregularities in this scheduling, in the calendar of all of this. And therefore, it's always considered to be a possibility, and it's kind of an implicit condition. Huh. Then the Gemara says, Pashid Rav Achai came to the conclusion that he gives mambalo nisu, ochos mishalov, ochos petruma, lo nasu lo ktani, ela lo nisu. Doesn't say lo nasu, right? Rashi explains what would mean what is lo nasu and what is lo nisu. Rashi says, Lo nasu, look on the second line of Rashi, Dilishtama shabailamakvim. Lo nasu means they're holding things up. Lo nisu means, in fact, they can't get married, irrespective of any kind of blame or fault. Right. So basically the Gemara says, since we're talking about lo nisu, not lo nasu, even ones. So the Gemara says, El lo nisu echadami, what would be an example? Either kama akvan inhi amai ochos mishalov ochos petruma. If she refuses to go ahead with the wedding on time, right? She has a cold feet, she has a dentist appointment, that's appointment might be cola, but she has some other, you know, she decides to delay intentionally. Why should he be paying mizonos and why should she be eating truma? Elalav the isnas ki gavna. We're talking about a situation where it's nobody's fault. And yet, uktani, ochus mishalav ochus petruma. So we see that even if it's ones, higiyas man works. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher, Yom Le'melecha kol onsa lo achla. Maybe as long as there's an ones, there's no mizonos, there's no truma. Udekam akde inhi inhu. And we're talking about a situation where he delays. That's the only time it's higiyas man ochos petruma. Ubedinu di boile lemisne lo nasu. They really should have used the language of lo nasu instead of lo nisu. But I did the Tana Resha bidid he Tana Nami Sefer bidid he. Since the Resha of the Mishnah speaks about her, so we speak about her as well. Okay. So basically, what's going on here? Just to sum up, I just read a Shakam Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara has this idea that there's something called a new institution called Higiyas Man Velonisu Ochos Mishalova Ochos Petrum. Right? Now there's Erisin. Okay. There's Nisuin. Right. And in between Erisin and Nisuin, what happens if they pick the day for the wedding and it doesn't come off? The answer is Ochlos Mishalov, Ochlos Betruma. That's a din. We want to understand the nature of that halacha. And then the Gemara has a debate. What happens if the reason that they can't go through with the wedding on the proper date is because of his ones, because of her ones, because of Pirsanida, and so on and so forth, right? They're pretty clear about the fact that if they don't go ahead, if they can't go ahead with it because it's not a Wednesday, that that's not going to trigger. But everything else is up for grabs. Everything else is up for debate, right? That is the Shakam Tari of the Gemara. So what we want to understand here is the nature of this halacha. So I think that there are three perspectives, and next week we'll try to pursue them. But the three are as follows: one possibility, one extreme. This din of Higiyas Man Velonisu, it's not a real halacha. Okay? By which I don't mean that it isn't on the books, and I don't mean that it isn't enforceable. What I mean is, it's basically an artificial halacha. Now, there's no concept that, you know, that the Nisuin takes place before its time. And the Nisuin takes place automatically once you hit a certain point in the calendar. Right? It's a kind of a knas. We want to make sure, in particular, that he does not delay, right? Especially since, you have to understand what's happening here, right? She is about to move in with him, and we're talking about, you know, quite a long time ago. She's not keeping her own apartment. You know, the arrangements have been made, and there are, even today, when arrangements are made, and there's an expectation of some sort of a transition, right, there can be severe economic repercussions, you know, when things don't materialize. Right, people get stuck. But she, you know, he leased, you know, he rented his apartment already. He sold the apartment already. He already got rid of. There are only two refrigerators. She already got rid of her refrigerator. She sold all the remaining, household items because they're all going to move in together, and it's not necessary. All of a sudden, the wedding isn't taking place as it's supposed to. Right? And it's his fault. So Higiyas Man Velonisu, especially if it's his fault. So we're not going to let him get away with that. He has a responsibility to her. Now, if you take that view, maybe it's a kind of a knas, or in some cases an incentive, like, okay, he didn't marry her, you know, when he was supposed to, but let's make sure that he is encouraged to do so as as quickly as possible. So what do? The Mizonos clock begins, right? Or the way some Rishonim say it, especially if there's no Ma'ase Yadayim. You ask me about Ma'ase Yadayim. So, he's paying out Mizonos and he's not even getting the reciprocity of Ma'ase Yadayim. Right? So the point is, from one point of view, what we might say is, this is a knas, this is an incentive. But if that's true, there are going to be certain consequences. For example, it's only going to apply when it's really his fault. And truth is, even the Balitosis Mazolo Gorim is going to be very difficult. Well, we're going to say, he's not consciously, we say it's his bad karma, it's on his record. It's the Rabbonu Shel Olam is not giving him the Siyata Dishmaya. That does not a knas make, nor does that, the foundation to create greater incentive that he won't remain, in his present state of character such that he has, all these, bad, mazel, experiences. Basically, it would have to be limited to things that really are his fault, that he's in control of, and that are his fault. That's one possibility. A second possibility is we don't have to talk about blame. What we could talk about is a kind of chiyuv that the Chacham realized. Again, there's a certain hardship involved here. She sold her apartment, as I say. She got rid of her refrigerator, right? She's relying on this new domestic relationship and situation, and it's not materializing. So there's a chiyuv, maybe even an implicit tonight when they set a wedding date. So reading his mind and her needs, what we're saying is nobody's blame, but if it doesn't happen, he has to start supporting her. Actually, that would work very nicely, this idea of an implicit tnai or a chiyu, with the continuation of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara says, Amar Rava, l'inyan gitin eino chein. What is that? That is a whole other amud to elaborate it. What is that? So the Gemara speaks about the following case, what we sometimes call onus b'tnai. Meaning, and the Gemara explains it, I make a condition. If I don't show up in 30 days, we're divorced. Okay, im lo basi ad la mid yom, or is it megureshes? Or im lo basi ad shloshim yom, my field will be sold. It doesn't make a difference, right? And let's say I do show up, right? Or I don't show up, but I don't show up because of an onus, right? In other words, kiyum atnai. We'll talk about when we discuss, when we get to, we'll talk about also what happens if it's bitul atnai. Kiyum atnai ba'onis, shema kiyum atnai. Olam. If you fill a condition that triggers some transaction, but you didn't mean to do it, it happened by accident. You said, lo basi ad shoshim yom reizem gureshes, classic case of the Gemara, and then, he's coming to try to make the deadline, and the bridge falls down. Now the Gemara has this dramatic case where he's standing on the other side screaming, Chazi dasai, chazi dasai. It's like pathetic, Look, I'm here. But he's not there. Right? Lo shmei masya. So does that work in the context of a tanai? If a person fulfills the conditions of a tanai, that will then change the status of a transaction, or will trigger a transaction. But he ends up doing that accidentally, is an accidental completion of the tanai considered to be a completion of the tanai or not? Right? That's the next Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Olinyan Gitin, Einochin. When it comes to a Tanai, we don't think that onus, undermines. What's one thing up to the other? So the Meiri has this comment. Meiri says, probably they think that the reason that Higiyas Man Velo Nisu, Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Petruma, is because even though no one said anything explicitly, it's implicit. When they set a wedding date and they check it in the calendar, right, they're in between the lines. The umdana is, that's the day, from that day on, I'm obligated to support. So then what the Gemara says is, olinyan gitin, einochein, but in the tznai of a get, we don't rule that way. In other words, what is one through the other? Tznai of a get has nothing to do with a knas, right? unless the connection is just a broader connection. So that's the second perspective. Now, according to the second perspective, we should plug in the din of ones b'tnai. Chalahu, chal sahi, whose fault is it? Is it anybody's fault? Is a maisa b'ones considered to be a mai? Ones is command avid, or ones is command lo avid, right? Or lo asa b'ones is not command lo asa. Gets tricky. Double negatives and so on. There's a third possibility. It's not a knas or an incentive, and it's also not an implicit ischaivus or chiyuv of support. The most ambitious idea here would be the idea that higiyas mamlo nisu is a partial nisuin. Now, why would anybody want to say such a thing? It doesn't sound like a partial nisuin, does it? Well, it depends what it affects. So I mentioned already truma. First time when we think, if you don't know that arusa of dvar toro chelas petruma, so you say, wow, this is a din of zar. It depends on the suin. How can it start from Igiyah's man? But the truth is, okay, once we find out that Dvar Torah, Russo, Chelas Petruma, and it's only because of Gzeirah Drabanan, and then the Gemara seems to discuss whether that Gzeirah Drabanan applies to Igiyah's man, so the whole thing, you know, turns out to be very disappointing. Our expectations that this is something more sensational dashed. But not completely. We should remain optimistic. Why? Number one, the Ramban on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis quotes a view which says, you know what? Even though the predominant view is that Arusa Ocheles Petruma, maybe there's a view in the Gemara that really thinks, and this is going connected to it, that only Nesua Ocheles Petruma. Nesua Minat Torah is required. You require Nesua Minat Torah to eat Truma and Giyah Zman Velo Nisu triggers it? That would be amazing. Right? Moreover, we'll read it next week. The Tosis Rid, number one, uses the expression Hare Hikinesua. Higiyas Mavlo Nisu, Hare Hikinesua. Then he goes on to say, there's even Yerusha. Wow. Yerusha. The Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara in Nedarim, Ein Gimel and Beis, we'll bring them Chorus in next week, speak about Hafaras Nedarim. There's another way to explain it where it isn't so sensational either, but maybe. The Pnei Yoshua says explicitly, in his opinion, the chiyuv of she'er ksus viona doraisa begins at igiyas man v'lo nisu. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, there is a group of mefarshim, some rishonim, some achronim, who seem to think that igiyas man is not a knas, igiyas man is not an implicit ischaibus, igiyas man is a quasi, or maybe more than quasi, trigger. Form of nisuin. In other words, and how does that work? With this we'll conclude for today. When we discuss the relationship between Erusin and Nisuin, and really it's implicit in your question too, because you asked me before, but she's an Eshazish, she needs a get. Everything should start from Erusin, right? So I answered, well, but she's not Sher Basar. She's not Sher Rozuishto yet, right? You know, there's no Tumas Kohanim yet. There's no Afaras Nadarim. There's no Yerusha. The question is, why isn't there? She's an Ishish. So normally, there are two ways, too broadly speaking, this is part of what we were talking about in our Akdama, two ways to look at this. One is, he did half the Ishus, he didn't do the other half. He did the kinyan part, he didn't do the intimate part or the relationship part. Fine? So then, Erison just doesn't have impact on these things. The other way to look at it is, really, Erison would have accomplished everything. The Torah basically holds it all up. It wants these two phases, and it wants a separate matir of Nisuin. But fundamentally, Erison would have the capacity to turn here not only into an Eishas Ish, but to Ishto L'chol HaDevarim, including She'ero Zu Ishto, Baal Ki'isha Ishto Kabal. If it's an artificial hold-up or ikuv, then what you might say is, under certain conditions, where it was supposed to happen already, at least partially, the Dine Nisuin, which anyways are kind of artificially being held back, already begin to kick in. So that's what I want to pursue next time. We'll try to do as quickly as we can. And reminding everybody, next